Nesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hey, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Dalam Abayz, and the Gemara brings a simin, Yamim Gabriel Ra'ev, and these stand for the three memras that we will see, that Rav Dimi will state in the name of Rabbi Echon, and our Gemara begins with the first memra, Ki Asr Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Echon, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of his Rabbi Rabbi Echon, Ma'idich Siv was the meaning of the pasuk that states in Tehillim, Ki Hu Al Yam Yisodov Ahal Nahara Yisichoy Ne'ah, because Baruch Hu founded Eretz Yisrael upon seas and established on rivers, this refers to the seven seas and the four rivers that surround Eretz Yisrael. The Elohim Shivayamim, and these are the seven seas, Yamashel Tveya, which we know as the Kinneret, the Yamashel Stoyim, which we know as Yamamelech, Yamashel Chelis, the Yamashel Chilta, the Yamashel Sivchi, the Yamaspamya, the Yamagodol, which is the Mediterranean Sea, the Elohim Abon Haris, and these are the four rivers, Yarden, which is of course the Jordan River, the Yamach, the Karemia, and Ufi. And I in Tezis deal a maschal abon ahari is saying, and Tezis is that the Mishnah Mesechtus Parah states the Kuremi and Upiga psulim mechatos beplesh him maribatim umaisel a parak kamen Sanhedrin, and this is also brought in the first parak of Sanhedrin, and mekivin the karlu meibatim mashma sheinu neivon, and therefore it seems that it's not a flowing river and it's not a typical river that comes from an underground source. V'hach mashma sheinuivin the karlu nares. However, in our Gemara it's mashma that these are standard rivers and they actually flow from an underground source. And Ayin Tesis, who brings two terutzim, and in the second teretz he brings from Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbeinu Tam farish the paslina mishum the inkamayim chayim el keli, that the reason why it's possible for mechatas and for the paraduma is because it's not considered mayim chayim el keli, the off of a tutma urban, because there's a lot of dirt and a lot of mud that is mixed with it, machashim beim bottom and umafsikim beim mayim lekli, and therefore it's not kasha for the paraduma, but certainly they're regular rivers ayin shum. Of course, the first member of Dimi Amr Rabbi Echron was mentioned in the simon as Yamim, because we spoke about the rivers, and the Gemara continues, Ki Asr Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yenison, and Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, has said over in a memor in the name of Rabbi Yenison, and as we saw in the second simon, this memor will speak about Gavriel, and Rav Dimi stated, Asr Gavriel lasses Kenigiyam Leviyasan, that Asr Lavoi, Gavriel will go and hunt the Leviyasan. We continue on Dafayin Heil Med Aleph, and the Rashbam says that the Tapad Amid, Zedis Chayas, Bekeshes, Vroimach, Ikominitze, the Kurikane, that the word Kenigiyo refers to any time that someone is hunting an animal with an arrow or a spear or any other type of instrument in order to capture them. And Rav Dimi dashens a pasuk in Iyov Shenem, as the pasuk says, Timshech Leviyasim Bechako Uvechevel Tashkiyo L'Shoinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point is speaking to Iyov and telling him that you're just a bus of Adam, and as a bus of Adam you have your limitations. He says to him, for example, can you draw out Leviyasim by using a fishhook, or are you able to take a rope and push it into its tongue? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not help Gabriel, in Yochaloi, then Gabriel himself would not be able to win over the Leviathan and would not be able to capture the Leviathan. And then, as the Pasuk states in Eiv, who racious darkei kale, ha'isa yigash charboi, that he is the first creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Leviathan, he will actually kill it with his sword. And Ayin Rashbam points out, ha'isa yigash charboi, but behemoth's ksiba Eiv, that even though it's talking about the large behemoths in Eiv, who had in the Leviathan, but the same applies to the Leviathan as well. And the Gemara continues with the third member, Ki Asr Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Echron, and the simon for this member was Raiv, as the Gemara continues, B'shoshal Leviathan Raiv, at the time that the Leviathan is very hungry, Maitzi Hevel Mepiv, so it lets out a very bad smelling and a very hot odor from its mouth, Matiach Kol Mei Mishab B'Msula, and it causes all the water in the depth of the ocean to become very hot, and it creates a lot of bubbles in the ocean. Shenema, as the Pasuk tells us in Eiv, Yatiach Kasir Mitzula, that the depth of the ocean becomes very hot and has a lot of bubbles, just like a small pot that becomes very hot very quickly and it forms a lot of bubbles. Gemara continues, Vil Molly Machnus Racial Gan Eden, if not for the fact that the Leviathan sticks its head into Gan Eden and Kolberi Cholam Berechai, then there would be no being that would be able to withstand its terrible odor. Shenema, and this is based on the end of that pasuk, as the pasuk continues, Yam Yosim Kemekacha, that the Leviathan causes the ocean to become like a perfume factory, and as Rashbam states, been playing since the Leviathan is very hot and has a strong odor coming from its mouth, so therefore it'll be a very bad odor that comes from its body. And since the Leviathan puts its head into Gan Eden, therefore it's as if he's wearing some fragrance that's able to cover up its bad smell. And when it swims in the sea, the fragrance of a Gan Eden is able to go into the sea instead of the bad odor of the Leviathan. Finally, and at the time that it's very thirsty, it drinks a lot of of water and it causes a lot of holes to form in the sea. Shenema, as the next pasuk in Eiv in Perek Mem Aleph, pasuk of Dalav states, Achar of Yor Nosiv, that after Lev Yosin drinks, it makes a pit that shines in the sea. Omer of Achba Yaakov and Rav Achba Yaakov states, Ein Tachim Chiz Le Sanoi Ad Shivim Shana, and after Lev Yosin drinks, then the actual strength of the ocean doesn't return back to its original strength until 70 years later. Shenema, as the pasuk continues, Yechoshev Tachim Lo Seva, then it makes the depth of the sea seem to be like an old person, Ve'in Seva Pchusim Yishivim, and we know that the Lashon Seva refers to someone that is at least 70 years old, and as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos states, Ben Shivim Lo Seva, and as Rashbam states, Ein Chiz Le Sanoi, Me'roiv HaMayim Shechosrei, because he drinks so much water, so he diminishes the power of the ocean for 70 years, and the ocean doesn't recover for a full 70 years. The Gemara continues, Om Rabba, Om Rabbi Echron, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassis Tzud Zalat Tzadikim, Mi Bissar Shal Av Yosin, Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Eiv, Yichru Lov Chabarim, Yechatsu Ben Kenanim, and Rabba stated in the name of Rabbi Echron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassad Lavoi, will make a Tzud for Tzadikim from the Basar and from the flesh of the Lov Yosin, as the Pasuk states in Eiv, that those who are called Chavarim, which of course refers to the Talmud Chamim, will have a Suda from the Basar of the Lov Yosin, the Ein Kira El Suda, and the Lashon of Kira refers to a Suda, Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Vayikul Hem, Kira Gedela, Vayikul Vayishtu, Vayishalcham, Vayikul Eldaneim, Vayasvu Oy, Gedude Aram, Lovoy, Be'eretz Yisrael. And it's clear from that Pasuk that the Lashon Vayikra refers to making a Suda, and it says, Vayikul Hem, Kira Gedela, he prepared for them a Kira Gedela, Vayikul Vayishtu, and therefore it must refer to a large Suda, Ve'in Chabarim, El Talmud Chamim, and Chabarim refers to Talmud Chamim, Shenem, as the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim states, Hayoshvim Baganim, Chaber Makshim Lekoyle, Hashmieni, those who live in the gardens, those chaverim who listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice and learn a Torah, let me hear the sounds of Torah. And therefore we see that the Lashon Chaverim refers to Talmid Chachamim. Rabbi continues, Vasham Mechalkan Yisrael Va'isim Beischer B'Shuk Yishlayim, and the rest of the Yosim, which is not eaten by the Talmid Chachamim, will be split up and will be traded in the marketplaces of Yishlayim, Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Yiv, Yechatsu Ben Kananim, it was split up by the merchants, Ve'in Kananim El Tagarim, and Kananim refers to merchants, Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Hosea, Kenan Biyodoi Moizne Mirma La'ashik Oyev, and the Pasuk speaks badly about merchants, and it states that a merchant has full scales and he likes to steal, and Lamaisa we see that the Lashon of Kanani can refer to a merchant, V'Bayisema Mehocha, or we see the Lashon Kanan refers to a merchant from the Pasuk in Hosea that states, Asher Secherea Sarim Kenanea Nechbade Oretz. This Pasuk is talking about the people in Tzora, and the Pasuk tells us that its salespeople were like princes, and them merchants were Nechbade Oretz, and they were honored people. And Rabbi named Rabbi Echron started with the Pasuk in Iyu of Perek Mem, Pasuk Lamed, and he will now continue and dash in the next Pasuk, and he will dash in Perek Mem, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And as the Gemara states, V'om Rabbi Rabbi Echron, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lassa Sukkah La Tzadikim Oyu Shalav Yosan, that Lassa Lovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a Sukkah and a protection for the Tzadikim from the skins of the Lovei Yosan. Shenem, as the Pasuk tells us in Iyu, Zimali Basukas Oyrei V'tzlotil Dogim Roshai. Once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Iyu about the limitations of a human being, and he says to Eve, would you be able to make sukkahs out of the skins of the Leviathan? The Gemara continues, Zacha, if a person is Zaycha, Isle Sukkah, then he'll get a full sukkah and have four walls as well as a roof. Loi Zacha, Isle Tzalzal, however, he's not Zaycha, then they'll make him another type of booth which will serve for shade, but it won't have four walls protecting him. As Rashbam states, Sukkah, Hainu Mumayla Gag, Ba'abad Fonais, Ma'abaruchais, and with a tzel, Hainu Sichach, that will have schach, Beloi Mechitzes, but it won't have walls. And as the Gemara states, Shinema, and as the end of the Pasuk states, and can you make shade for someone's head out of the skins of Leviathan? Zacha Isle Tzalzal. So if a person Zecha, they will at least get some shade. Zacha, and if he's not even Zecha to that, Isle Anok, but Lamaisa, since he's Talmud Chacham, so at least he'll be Zecha to receive a necklace. Shenem, as the Pasuk states to Mishlei, Kilavias Chain Heim Lereshecha, Vanokim Legagor Yisecha. Then Pasuk is discussing stone that learns Torah, and Torah will escort him, and he will have shade for his head. But even if he's not on that level, at least he will receive a necklace for his neck. And the Gemara continues, Zacha Isle Anok, that if he's Zoycha, at least he'll get a necklace. But Loi Zacha, if he's not on that level, but he's still a Talmud Chacham, Isle Kameah, at least he will receive a Kameah and he'll receive an amulet. Shenemen, as a previous Pasuk in Eiv in Perek Mem, Pasuk of Tes states, Hasesachik Boy Katsipa, Vesek Shirenel and Arisecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Eiv, can you tie the Leviathan to your young women? And as Rashbam states, Vesek Shirenel, Hainu Davimur, Chekashur Litlis Bitsavari, Kamin Kameah. And the Gemara continues, Bashar, and what will happen with the rest of its skins? Parsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hang them for from the walls of Yerushalayim, v'zivay mavik misefer inim v'atzefay, and his shine will radiate from one side of the world to the other side. And then, as the pasuk in Yeshayah states, v'holchu goyim lo'irech, melachim lo'negar zacheich, and the nations of the world will go by your light. And even though the pasuk says lo'irech, which is spelled with an aleph, which means light, however, we could change the aleph to an ayin, and it reads as if it says that the goyim will go by the light of the skins of the Leviathan. And the Gemara continues, and we'll dash in a pasuk in Yeshayah in Perek Nadalad, pasuk Yudbeis, and the pasuk states, v'samti katkoy shimshesayich, usharayich la'avnei ektach, v'chol gvulech la'avnei chefetz. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Shmuel Malachmani, pligi trei malachim Rikia, Gavriel and Michael, there was machlekes between two malachim Rikia, between Gavriel and Michael, v'amri lo trei amroi b'mrova, and some say it was machlekes between two amroim in the west in Eretz Yisrael, man inon, and who's referring to Yehuda v'chizkiah b'nei Rav Chiya, it's referring to Yehuda and Chizkiah, who were the children of Chiya. And we'll look as to the meaning of the pasuk that states, v'samti katkoy shimshesayich, v'asad lovoy, I will make the walls of Yerushalayim out of a stone called katkoid, and chad oma shoyam, and one says it refers to a stone called the shoyam, v'chad oma yashba, and one says it refers to yashba, and amal l'chash baruch hu, and therefore l'chash baruch hu said to them, l'hevi k'deinu k'dein, will actually do like both of you, and I will make the walls of Yerushalayim out of both shoyam and yashba. And as Rashbam explains, that's why the pasuk says katkoid, which refers to k'deinu k'dein, that I'm listening to both of these members, mishoyam v'yashba tivna, I will build it from both, v'afal b'isha mikuzek kadol m'rei rabchi yotuva. And even though certainly this pasuk was stated way before the children of Chia, Yeshleim shekachtes nabi Yeshaya shechadivrei kol nefashim asid libanais, that the walls of Yerushalayim will be built based on all shitais, and it could be that this is special for the time of Mashiach when there won't be any machlekes any longer, and therefore it's impossible that we'll have machlekes between two amroyim. And the Gemara continues to dash in this pasuk usharayich la'avnei ektach, because Baruch Hu states that l'asad lavoi, I'll make your gates out of stones that were cut and are smoothed out. And the Gemara explains, ki hodi yaser rabbeichron v'kadarish also akash baruch l'havi avonim tovis ma'goliyos shehem shleishim al shleishim v'chayk ben esal esum u'maminim b'shar Yerushalayim. Rabbeichron explained that l'asad lavoi, by the third base of Mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring precious stones and pearls which are 30 amos by 30 amos, and in the middle of these precious stones he will cut out an opening which is 10 amos wide by 20 amos tall, and these will be used as the gates of Yerushalayim. And Rashbam states, v'chayk esa shel reicha b'roim esum, v'hainu ektach loshin k'deach shechayk b'hem, because he's chiseling out u'mashmanami evin tayva shem'ir ka'ish k'deachas k'moy k'deach. The Gemara tells us, l'g'l'vayse Talmud, that one Talmud made fun and said that it can't be that there would be such a large stone as hashtag could be also the tzilzalei meshkechinon, and we can't find such large precious stones and pearls that are even the size of the egg of a small dove. So kul ha meshkechinon, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a large stone that he will use for the chayim Yerushalayim, but liyamim hafligas finasa biyam have malachah asharis the yasvei v'kamitzri avarim tayus megalius sheim lamed al lamed v'chok ben esabereim esrim. Eventually this Talmud was going on a ship in the sea and he saw malachah asharis and was sitting and chiseling out precious stones and pearls which were 30 by 30 amis, and they were chiseling out an area of 10 amis wide by 20 amis high. And amaluhu hanilman, and the Talmud said to the malachim, and who is this for? And amulein, they said to him, that these are the doors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually use for the gates of Yerushalayim. Also kamid rabbeichron, so this Talmud kate rabbeichron amulei duroi shrebi, that you should continue dashing l'chon nadalidroish, and it's proper for you to dashing kasher matar king reisa, and just like you said and you dash in this pasuk, so I have actually seen, and therefore it's actually possible. And amulei and rabbeichron said to this Talmud, reiko, you empty person, il moli reisa leimanta, if not for the fact that you saw, you wouldn't believe me. You're a person that's making fun of the Chachamim, and you're not questioning for the proper purposes, and you didn't have proper munz Chachamim. So Rabbi Yechon looked at him in a bad way, and this Talmud died, and not only did it die, but his body decomposed very quickly, and he became a pile of bones. Rashi Masechet Sanhedrin states, Gal Shel Atzmeis Shemes, the Adam Shemes Nasa Gal Shel Atzmeis, but Rashi doesn't seem to be saying that he actually decomposed quickly, and he actually became a pile of bones, but this was a fact that he actually died. However, Rashi Masechta Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph states, "Kemesha Nikar B'Sarei V'Nafal Mizman Habe," and it seemed that he died a long time ago. And the Gemara continues, "Mespe," that we just stated that there will be stones that are going to be 10 by 20. The Gemara asks for the pasuk in Pashas B'Chukeis, and it states, "For Ivel Cheskam Kamimios," that La'as Lavoi Hakadosh Baruch Hu will lead us, and we will be very high. And the pasuk used the lashon Kamimios, and the Rashbam says that since it uses two mems, therefore it seems to be be a double height, and therefore a male ima masayim ama kishtei chaymi shel adam rishon. Rameyah says this refers to people being 200 amas tall, which will be twice the height that adam rishon was. And Rabbi Yehuda ima mea ama. Rabbi Yehuda says 100 amas keneged hechal kasalav. This corresponds to the height of the bayis sheni and the walls of bayis sheni. Shenem as the pasuk states in Tehillim, Asher b'neinu kinetiim mugdolim b'nureim b'neisayim kizavius b'chutavis tavnis hechal. That our sons are like young trees that were nurtured from when they were young, and our daughters are like the cornerstones that came from the hechal. Maaseh the Gemara understands where Rabbi Yehuda stated mea ama keneged hechal kasalav. He also refers to the walls of Yushlayim, and therefore the Gemara asks that lechir we see that the walls of Yushlayim were 100 amis tall, and therefore how could it be that the doorway would only be 20 amis tall? As certainly when you have walls that are 100 amis tall, the door should be higher than that. And the Gemara responds, ki kam Rabbi Yechon lekavi debezika, the inchen ami. Rabbi Yechon was talking about an opening that was 10 amis wide by 20 amis high. He was talking about the windows that let air into the area. The Gemara continues, v'am rabba am Rabbi Yechon osa kodesh baruch hu l'asa yishav chupa yisl chol tzadik k'tzadik, the l'asa love kodesh baruch hu will make 7 chupas for every tzadik. Shenem as the pasuk says in Yeshayo, u'bar Hashem al kol mechoyin hatziyah v'al mekreah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create over the whole area of Hatziyah, as well as all the people that are living there, onan yoimim v'oshon v'noiga esh l'hovel layla ki al kol kavod chupa. In the moment we'll see the Rashbam, who actually explains which words refer to the 7 chupas, but the Gemara continues, melamed shekolach v'echad esh l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu chupa l'fi chvaydai, and l'maisa since the pasuk says ki al kol kavod chupa, so therefore we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create a chuppah based on the honor that each person is deserving of. Let us see the Rashbam. Dibur maschal onan yoimam. Echad, that is number one. Va'oshen is beis, v'noiga is gimel, eish dalet, l'hava hei, k'al kol kovitz vav, and chuppah zayin. And Rashbam continues, v'li nira, k'al kol kovit in mele chishbon. That l'maisa, as we saw, we actually learned something else from the words k'al kol kovit chuppah, and therefore we can't use this as one of the 7 chuppahs. Avol v'sukati l'sel yomim, d'samach le, l'seif d'haikra, hava shvi. And the way that we know that there was a 7th chuppah was from the next pasuk that states v'sukati l'tzal yomim v'hayal kol kavod l'chamashidim b'samachasa, and this word al kol kavod comes from the drasha that we just learned. And the Gemara continued that one of the chuppahs was called ashan, and its mashmud was smoke, and l'chiris smoke is bad for a person, and therefore the Gemara asks ashan b'chuppalama, and amar b'chlina shekol mi she'in etzaris b'tamid chum ba'ilam hazeh mismalas inav ashan la'ilam haba. That the pasuk is teaching us that those who are stingy with tamid chum in this world, their eyes will be filled with smoke, la'ilam haba. And the Gemara continues, ve'ish b'chuppah lama, and why would there be fire in the chuppah? Amar b'chanina, b'lamed, shekol echa v'echa nichva mechupasi shechaveri, as oyla la isabusha, oyla la isaklima, that every single person will look at his friend's chuppah, and each person's chuppah will have distinguishing factors that will make the other person jealous, as they will feel that they could have done more, and they could have lived up to their potential, and therefore they will feel embarrassed, and therefore it's as if each person will be singed by the chuppah of their friend, and woe is to us for such busha, and woe is to us for such embarrassment. And the Rashbam states, "Nichve chupasu shel katan mechupasu shel chaver hagadol mimenu." The Gemara continues, "Ki yotzi b'dav ataima," and a similar idea we say based on the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas that the pasuk states, "V'nisatul mahitcholav," that Moshe Rabbeinu will place from his glory on Yeshua, "V'loy kol hoitcha," but Yeshua did not attain all of the glory of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zekein shabayisadar amru pnei Moshe kpnei chama, and as the zekeinim in that there stated, the face of Moshe radiated like the sun, and pnei Yeshua kpnei levana, and the face of Yeshua was like the moon. Oyla lo isabusha, oyla lo isaklima. As Rashbam says, shebizman muat nismayda kovid kolkach, and we saw how much the kovid of Yeshua was smaller than Moshe. Shve Yeshua hayinavi umelach kmoshe v'liyachla gil lechvaydai, and even so he wasn't able to attain his glory and his greatness. The Gemara continues, Amr Abchama Abchina esel chupas asakash baruch lo adam rishim gan eden. There were 10 chupas that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made for adam rishim in gan eden. Nema, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu went to Yecheskel and he told him to say over Nevuah regarding the Melech Tzar, regarding the king of a place called Tzar. The beginning of Perek Chav Chesed states, Vahid Vayah Shem Elai Lema, Ben Adam Emolin the Gid Tzar, Koyama Hashem Alakim, Yan Gava Lipcha, Vatayma Elani, Moshe Alakim, Yishavti, Belev Yamim, Vata Adam Veloy El, Vatitin Lipcha, Kalev Alehim. Because the Melech Tzar thought of himself as a god, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that not only are you not a god, but you're not even as great as the first man, as Adam Rishon was so much greater than you. Shenemen, as the pasuk continues in Yecheskel, Eden Ganel Kim Vayisa Kol Evin Yekar Misuchosecha Adam Pidta V'Yalim Tashish Shoyim V'Yashpe Sapin Neifach Uvarkas V'Zav Melechis Tupecha Unakvecha Bach B'Yoyim Yiburacha Koinonu. Shem says to Yecheskel, Haskel that you should say regarding the king of Tsar, were you in Gan Eden, which is the garden of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and was your chuppah made out of every single precious stone of Oidim Pito Yalim, Tasha Shoyim Yashper, Sapin Nefech, and Bakris, as well as gold? Therefore, clearly we see that Odom Rishon had 10 chuppahs made out of these 10 precious items. However, Mazutra Amar, Mazutra states Achas Esrei that he adds an additional one, and he says there were actually 11, Shinemar, Kalavin Yakara, as the Pasuk states, every single precious stone, and it must be referring to another precious stone. The lowest value item of these 10 items is Zav, the Kachash Leilu B'Saif, as gold is counted as the last one, and therefore we see how precious the rest of the materials were. And the Gemara continues to explain the Pasuk, and the Gemara asks, "My Melechas Tupecha Unakvecha Bach," Pasha Taich is, the work of your drums and your wind instruments are in you, and it's referring to various types of musical instruments. The Gemara explains, said regarding Hiram, the king of Tsar, because I knew there would be such a person like you that will think that he's a god, therefore I made holes in you. And as Rashbam says, that's what the pasuk means when it speaks about a toif, which is referring to a drum, because it's hollow. He was telling Hiram that you're just a hollow person and you have no value. And that is the day that I set up and establish these holes in a person in order to send this message to people that they do not have that much koyach and they always have to relieve themselves and they don't have that much power. The Ikad Amri, there's another version that Hachi Ka'ama, that is what the message was that HaKadosh Baruch was giving regarding Chiram, B'chonis Takalti, and we continue on Daf Ayin Hiram Beis, V'Kenasti Misal Adam Rishayin, because I saw that eventually there will be a person that will think that he's a god, therefore I said that it has to be Misa in this world. As Rashbam brings down, it's referring to a grave of a person, and it is hollow and empty like a drum. And let's just keep track of where we are in our Gemara. Rabbi said in Rabbi Yechron that and once we mentioned the concept of chuppahs, so then we took a turn and we started speaking about the chuppahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Adam Rishayin. The Gemara now returns to the pasuk that Rabbi originally started dashing in the name of Rabbi Yechron, which was a pasuk in Yeshayah in Perek Dalet, and the pasuk stated, "Bar Hashem al kol mechoyin hatziyan va'al mekra'a on an yoyim of asher v'noyga esh lahavu laylo kal kol kovil chuppa." The Gemara continues, "Ma'i va'al mekra'a," what does the pasuk mean that will make a chuppa over all those that are gathered together in Yushlayim? Om Rabba Rabbi Yechron, so Rabbi said in Rabbi Yechron, "Like Yushlayim shalim lazeh, Yushlayim shalim laba, Yushlayim in this world is not like Yushlayim l'asad lavai, Yushlayim shalim lazeh kol reitzel alis eilo," as nowadays anyone that wants to go up to Yushlayim can do so, but shalim laba in eilum alam zumanim la, that Yushlayim and eilum laba, the only ones that could go to Yushlayim are only those that are invited, and as the pasuk says, but al mekareh, the ones that are called to Yushlayim. And the Gemara continues, "V'am Rabba Rabbi Yechron," another member from Rabbi named Rabbi Yechron, "b'negeya asad lavai asidim tzadikim shenikran al shmei shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu," that eventually the tzadikim will be called based on the name of Hashem, shenem, as the pasuk in Yeshayah says, "kol nikra b'shmi l'v'chvei d'b'rasiv yitzatev afasisiv," all those that are called by Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name and who I have created for my honor, I have formed him and I made him. The Gemara continues, "v'am Rab Shmuel v'arachmani am Rab Yechron gimul nikra al shmei shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu," that are three that are called by Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name, ve'elohein tzadikim mashiach v'yishlayim, and the Gemara states, "tzadikim hadamaran," and tzadikim is based on the pasuk called nikra b'shmi l'chvei d'b'rasiv yitzatev afasisiv. Mashiach tichsiv, and Mashiach is based on a pasuk in Yirmiyah that states, "B'yom of Tivosha Yehudu v'Yisrael Yishkan Lovetach." The pasuk continues, "V'zeh Shemoy Asher Yikrei Hashem Tzidkenu," and Yushlaim, and how do we see that Yushlaim is called by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says in Cheskel, "So v'shmoyna osa olev v'shem e'ir miyoyim Hashem Shama," and "al tikri Shama," and don't read the pasuk as if it says Hashem is there, "Elo Shema," that Hashem is its name. And the Gemara continues, "Amar Abelazer," Abelazer says that just like nowadays the Malachim say, "Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish, Hashem Tzavakais, Melech La'aretz Kavodai," so Hasidim and Tzadikim Sha'imu Lefneim Kaddish, that eventually the Malachim will say regarding Tzadikim Kaddish, "Kederach Sha'imu Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu," just like they say it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Yeshayah, "V'hoya Anisha B'tzim V'anayis B'yishlayim Kaddish Ye'om Aloi Kala Kasav L'chayim B'yishlayim." The Gemara continues, "V'am Rabba Am Rabbi Yechon," and Rabba said, "In the name of Rabbi Yechon, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like B'yis Yishlayim, Gilom Pasoy Islamayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift up Yishlayim, and it'll be three Pasa higher than it is right now." Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Zechayah, "Yisev Kala Aretz Karova Migevel Rimo Yenegav Yishlayim V'ram v'yoshva tachtel the mishar bin yomin ad b'kayim shar rishayin ad shar pnim umigdal chananel ad yikve amelech. And since the pasuk tells us that all the mountains around Yerushalayim will be flattened out and they will become like a plain, therefore Yerushalayim will look much higher. And the Gemara states, "May tachtel ke tachtel." Then not only will Yerushalayim look higher because all the mountains become lower, but Yerushalayim itself will be lifted up, and it will be lifted up the same size as the length of Yerushalayim is today, and therefore Yerushalayim will be three parsa higher, and this is based on Rabbeinu Gershom. However, Rebbe Magash learns that Yerushalayim is right now three parsa higher than the rest of the world, and La'asal Ravai, it will increase that by another three parsa, and therefore in total Yerushalayim will be six parsa higher than the rest of the lands. Mark continues with my dai dachter tlasa parsa havai. And how do we know that Yerushalayim is right now three parsa long? Amraba Amal Yahu Saba, and Elio Anavi told me the didi chaz Yerushalayim kamaisa utlasa parsa havai. And I saw the original Yerushalayim, and its length was three parsa. And the Gemara continued with Shema Tomi Yesh Tzal Alis. And if you will think that it will be hard to climb and to get up to Yerushalayim, Hamulay Mosa the Pasuk in Yerushalayim Perek Samach, when it speaks about Kibbutz Golias, tells us Mi'ila Ka'av Tufena V'Chiyonim El Rabuseim. And the pasuk tells us that we will fly like a cloud and like pigeons that fly towards their nest. And therefore, we see that we won't have tzar to go up to Yerushalayim. And Amar Papa Shma Mina Ha'iva Tlasa Pasim Midli. And therefore, we see that a cloud is at an altitude of three pasa. And the Gemara continues and dashes another pasuk in Zechariah that Amar Rab Chanina Bar Papa, Rab Chanina Bar Papa explained that Bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lasa Yerushalayim Amida. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to measure Yerushalayim and make it a specific size. Shenema, as the pasuk states in Zechariah, that Zechariah saw a malach that was walking with a measuring stick. And I said to him, where are you going? By Yom Eilai, he said to me, to measure Yerushalayim, liris kamarach b'va kamarach, and to see how wide and how long Yerushalayim is. L'maisa amru malach yashar, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So malach yashar said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, ha-be-krachem b'rosu b'ilamcha shal umas ha-ilam, v'nesata midas arka n'midas rachban. You made many cities in the whole world that you gave to the umas ha-ilam, and you didn't give them specific measurements, and you didn't measure the exact length and the exact width. And therefore, Yerushalayim, sheshimcha b'teicha, mikdashcha b'seicha, v'tzadikim b'teicha, atem naisim b'amida, that how could it be, Yerushalayim that has your name, and has the base of Mikdash, and has the tzadikim, will you give it an exact dimension, and make it impossible to stretch out Yerushalayim, and make it larger? Miyad, and immediately, v'yayim eilav, rutz da b'lanar halaz, leima, parazis teiv shiv Yerushalayim, m'rayv odom, u'behim b'teicha. And immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his instructions, and he said that Yerushalayim will remain as an open city, and will always be able to be added onto. And Rashbam states, Prozis Teshiv Yerushalayim, Ma Prozis Halololo, Inlan Shir, Bebinyan, Shuvan, El Kamash, Reitz, and Boinin, Af Yerushalayim, Cain. Mark continues, Omer Yish Lokish, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heisach Yerushalayim, that eventually lost the love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add on and increase the size of Yerushalayim. Yish Lokish gives us an exact amount, Elef Tefef Ginois, Elef Kefel, Migdolim, Elef Litzu, Buranyes, Elef Vishnei Shiloi, Tetofreis, Chol Achas Vachas, Havikit Tzipari, Bishavasa. Rashbam explains that the words Tefef, Kefel, Litzu, and Shiloi are all gematries. Therefore, Yish Lokish says that eventually Yerushalayim will have 1,000 tefef of ginois of gardens, and therefore there will be 169,000 gardens, and there will be 210,000 towers, as the gematria of kefel is 210, and there will also be 146,000 mansions, as the gematria of Litzu is 146. There will be 351,900 fortresses, and the gematria of Shiloi is 345, and 345 times 1,002 is 351,800. Yish Lokish tells us that in each of these areas there will be so many people, just like the amount of people that were in Tzipori at the time that they were living in peace. Gemara continued to explain how large Tzipori was. As Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Amra Besi, our Besi stated, Ani Re'isi Tzipori B'Shavasa, that I saw Tzipori when it was at peace, and there were 180,000 marketplaces that sold a type of a dish that was made in a pot. And of course, this was only one of the types of marketplaces that was in Tzipori, and therefore we see how large Tzipori was. And Ayin Rashbam points out, behind the herch b'simanim kai gavno, and the reason why Yish Lokish uses these simanim, which is so hard to understand, Hayinu Mishum, the Lash And these were numbers that they knew in the town of Reish Lakish, and therefore it was easy for people to understand exactly what Reish Lakish meant at that time. The Gemara will continue and discuss the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in Bayis Shlishi. Previously in the Masechta, we spoke about the Toyim and the Tzaloyim, which were in the Beis HaMikdash, and these were the rooms that surrounded the Heichal and surrounded the Kodesh Kedoshim. And as we previously explained, there were four rooms on the north of the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Kodesh, and there were four on the south, and there were also three on the back wall, which was right behind the Kodesh Kedoshim. And on top of these 11 rooms, there were additional two floors, and therefore there was a total of 33 rooms. And the Gemara continues and quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Vav, and the pasuk is talking about the tzura of Binyan Bayis Shlishi, and the pasuk says Vatzaloi Tzela Tzela Shalosh Shleishim Pamim Ubois Bakir Shel Bayis Latzloi Sav Sav Liyas Achuzim Vloyu Achuzim Bakir Abayis. Now our Gemara is My Shalosh Shleishim Pamim. What does it mean when it says it was 33 times? Amar Blevi Amar Papi Meshum Rabbi Shua De Sichli, and Rabbi Levi said Name Rabbi Papi in the name of Rabbi Shua from Sichli Im Gimli Shleimhein. If your Shleim will be three times as large as it is today, then Kol Achas VaAchas Yesh Bashleish Medurim LaMayla. Then each individual building in Yerushalayim will have 30 stories, and therefore we see how much the population of Yerushalayim will eventually be. And Shloshim Yerushalayim Hain, if Yerushalayim L'Asa Lava, it will be 30 times as large as Yerushalayim today, then Kol Achas V'Achas Yesh Bashloshim Adurim L'Mayla, that each building will have 3 stories. And once again, we see the same concept, and we will stop over here.